Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and hopefully you can hear me over the music, and hopefully you can hear me. You know, this, sometimes I never know if you can hear me or not. So if you're in the chat room, or if you come into the chat room, let me know, can you hear me, or if you're even online, or if you're listening today. The show is about being inspired, and I thought I'd get into that, because that's one of the reasons I do what I do, is to help people to be inspired, to help people to find and get what they want in life. And inspiration is really just kind of, it's not more than motivation, it's helping you to achieve what you want in life, somehow giving you the inspiration, or in my case, the inspiration comes from spirit. Okay, so that's what it is. So I have to kind of, let me just type something real quick in case, I just want to know if you can hear me about the show, and I want to make sure that, and that you can actually hear me. No, I can't type in chat at the same time. It's really strange, huh? Okay, so I'm going to let the music play itself out. And well, I think the music went away. Okay, the music doesn't go away very well. I don't know why. It's really weird. I'm listening to this music in my head, and I'm going, what is going on? Why am I still hearing music? It doesn't make sense. It goes on and on and on. Okay, well, let's just see if I can hear me. You know what? I'm going to end the show. Come back in. If you're there, cool. Don't go away. Be right back. We'll log off and log on, and then we'll have some fun. Well, I'm back. Hopefully that helps. Hopefully you can hear me now. And there isn't some music thing playing in the background and it's not supposed to be there. So let's get back into this idea, this concept of being inspired. And let me get a little bit why I got into this. Usually spirit gives me a word or two to cover. I have some friends who are psychic and metaphysical and spiritual and all those sort of things. And one friend who's been going through a lot lately. And I didn't really know the person really, really, really well, but well enough that I felt that there would be some kind of interest in knowing this person a little bit better. Not just not romantically, but just know the person, right? So I was explaining in typing, chatting, that part of me really believes in being the concept of a mystic. And let me read the definition of a mystic in it. And that mystic to me is receiving information from divine sources, from spirit, from highly evolved non-physical entities. Okay, that's what I define as being. And wanting to commute with them and to be part of them. And so I kind of mentioned the idea that I really felt like this a connection to this concept of being a mystic. So I said a mystic is a person who seeks by contemplation and self surrender to obtain unity with or absorption into the deity or absolute, who believes in the spiritual apprehension of truths that are beyond the intellect. And that was from the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary. So I put that out there. That kind of sounds like me. That's what I do. It's like, that's what I want to do with people, is to take that information I get from spirit and pass it on to you. So, but my friend was being very critical of me, and I guess she was just basically saying she didn't believe in channels. Okay, well, and that I seem to be confused and not directed consciously, not have a conscious direction in life, and being at the whims of spirit going this and doing that. And I thought about that, and I don't believe it, but I thought about it. I thought, well, is that really true about me? Am I just being bounced around by the winds of spirit? So I kind of did some meditations on this, and this whole idea of focusing my attention. And then I was reading an article by Tony Robbins. I like Tony a lot. And he made this comment that successful people have a tendency to focus on one thing. They don't bounce around. They put their energy into one thing, and they try to do what they can with that one thing. And if that doesn't work out, if there's no success, or it doesn't, you know, if it runs out of gas, then they focus on one other thing. And if you notice that in really successful people, that is true. So maybe that's an inspiration to help you to focus on that one thing. And I have an article about purpose today. You're finding your purpose, or living your purpose, and identifying your purpose in life at this point. Now, purpose changes, and I've mentioned this many times. You know, the age of 20, your purpose may be one thing, but your age of 40, 60, 80, it changes during your lifetime. So I was thinking about that. What is my purpose? You know, at this point, what is the one thing I want to focus on? And I have a really good friend who's a psychic, and we were chatting about this whole subject matter, and she presented to me the idea of a book, and I thought, yeah, well, that's what I want to do. That's kind of what I want to do anyway, is to channel, present from the divine, from spirit, from highly evolved spiritual beings, a book on happiness, love, and all that, being inspirational, motivational, in a sense, love, happiness, living your purpose. So that's what I'm going to do. So I want to shift my energies a little bit, even in the show itself. I do soul readings, which are cool. I love to find out what is going on with you, what your soul is basically telling you. And I'm an empath. So what's going on with you and what your soul wants you to do? Or what your soul, the corrections that you can make that will inspire you to get back on your path, to get to where you want in life. If you don't know what you want in life, then maybe your soul will give you an indicator of maybe you should be pursuing this in your life right now. Because I really do believe it changes through a lifetime. You just don't stay in the same purpose forever. You bring the same gifts and you develop the talents, but they can be used in many different ways. So what is your purpose right now? So along this line, and nobody's with me today in the chat room, I kind of feel like I'm talking to air, but maybe people will listen to this later and get something from it. Let me give you a couple things. And first of all, let me give you a quote from the Abraham material, Abraham being non-physical entities who present their material through Esther Hicks, and they've been doing this for 30 years now, probably. Wow, long time, right? And I want to do that. And then I have some articles. I have an article on, on 8 surprising energy boosters. Well, that's kind of like, how does that relate to what we're talking about? It relates to the sense that being inspiring you. Another one I thought was really cool, 5 smells that make you kinder, happier, and nicer. I thought, well, that's inspiring. Things that you can smell that will kind of get you in a better place, right? What's the other one? Oh, and then there was another one about 50 things. This is from the Today Show Health Desk. It was a survey reveals 50 simple things that you can make us feel great. And it's all about inspiring you to feel better, move through your life, feel a little happier about, right? So we'll do those. And they're all kind of interrelated today in some level. And it's the one I'm going to start with after the Abraham quote is 7 powerful questions for discerning your purpose. And purpose can change. So that's throughout life. Now, what's your purpose right now? And how can you use your gifts and talents right now? So that's going to do that. So let me do the Abraham quote. We'll jump into this other one. And if I have time towards the end of the show, I'll let my spirit guides kind of sum up this whole thing, my spiritual teachers. Yes, highly evolved spiritual teachers. I like that word, non-physical, right, in the spirit world. Was it Sting saying about we live in the material world? We are spirits living in the material world, or something like that. This is from a workshop on December 8th, 2001, and from the Abraham material. And, yeah, just a workshop. Sometimes quotes are from books, but this is from a workshop. Maybe it went into a book. I don't know. By paying attention to the way you feel and then choosing thoughts that feel the very best, you are managing your own vibration. And that's an interesting thing, and I've been reading a lot about this lately. How do you feel? What are your emotions right now? I mean, if I could ask you and just kind of say, okay, what are my emotions right this moment? Are they positive? Are they negative? Are they love-based? Are they fear-based? There seems to be this dividing line, this one side of the line or the other. Either your emotions are on the positive side of the line, feeling good, motivated, loving, or they're on the other side of the line. And some could be kind of in the middle, but it's either one side of the line or the other. And your emotions could be kind of negative, kind of down, kind of frustrated, kind of whatever it is. So where are your emotions right now? And they relate to your thoughts. They're kind of this really deep connection between the two, thoughts and emotions. And it's the chicken or the egg. Some people say it's the emotions that cause it, the thoughts, and some people say the thoughts cause the emotions, and maybe this goes both ways. And there is no specific one way, right? Okay. So, then choosing thoughts that feel the very best, you're managing your own vibration. This means you're controlling your point of attraction, which means you're creating your own reality. It's such a wonderful thing to realize that you can create your own reality without sticking your nose into anyone else's. Now, I thought that was really fascinating, that you don't have to get involved in other people. You don't have to get involved in other people's lives. You can just focus on you. And it's focusing on thoughts that feel good. And by thinking of thoughts that feel good and the related emotions to the feel-good thoughts, but then you're creating the reality that you want. Okay, let me finish the quote. And that less attention you give to anybody else's reality, the purer your vibration is going to be, and the more you're going to be pleased with what comes to you. Now, that's an interesting thought. Let me expand that a little bit, because you could take this sticking your nose into any other one's business could go to quite a depth or level. It could mean not watching the negative evening news, and Spirit talks about car chases all the time. Not watching car chases. Okay, not watching negative things or paying attention to gossip or rumors or all this negative stuff that people are going through. The more that you can focus your attention on positive instead of negative. And I stop sometimes because I'm hearing something from Spirit along this line. So I just kind of pay attention to what they're having to say on the subject. But what they're really saying is that we need to focus on positive things. If we focus on negative stuff, we end up being in a negative place, and we don't create the life we want. So, start to focus. Always attention your attention to positive areas. Let me move on here from this point and go on to the next thing, the article that I was going to get into, which is purpose, life purpose, inspiring you to, this is all about inspiring. So this is all about inspiring you, okay? So this is 7 questions concerning your purpose. And if you don't listen to this now, maybe you'll listen to this later. Maybe you'll get an idea that if you feel a little lost right now, we all do from time to time, maybe this is a good review. Even if you feel like you're kind of there, but you're feeling a little lost and you're questioning your purpose, let's go through these points. Maybe it'll get you back on track and inspire you to get locked in to your life purpose. Talents. What are you good at? That's a good question. What are you good at? And there's a good one. Let me finish this page here, and this is from BeliefNet.com. There are many things you could be doing in your life. To narrow down the possibilities, honestly assess what is it you do very well. Thinking in terms of your personal attributes, conflict resolution, negotiation, leadership, as well as tangible skills. Maybe you're mechanically inclined. I'm a very mechanically inclined person. I work well with, building stuff. Whatever it is, I cook. Love to cook. I do. Okay. But one way of doing this, if you're not really clear, nothing really seems to come to you, get a piece of paper. And this is an old school thing I learned in school. Get a piece of paper and write down what I am really good at and put the next word. Okay? whatever comes, the first word that pops in. Don't worry about censoring it or thinking about it for a while. Whatever the first word. And then go down to the next line and say, I am really good at the word. And go down the page. Write that about 10 or 15 times, maybe even more. And the further you get down the page, and you may be repeating the same word over and over again, it doesn't matter. It's what the first thing that pops in. But as you get down further and further down the page, you're really connecting to your soul, your higher consciousness, your subconscious mind, as some people would say in more of a technical way. And you're really kind of going, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm good at. That's what I'd like to do. That's my talent. So try that. Try that exercise. If you're a little confused about, well, what are my talents? And most of us know, but it's always good to review every once in a while, right? And you can do the same thing with this next one. If you're so inclined to really delve into yourself a little bit more and find out more about yourself, what do you like to do is the question. What activity or job would I be willing to do even if I didn't get paid for it? Money is important for sustaining your lifestyle, but purpose drives deeper beyond financial reward. To tap into the spirit and soul, satisfaction then springs from the emotional connection as well as the monetary one. To kind of summarize all that, you know, just what would you do? You got enough money to live on, but you're required to do something, cash something in your life. What would you do? And you might want to do that on a piece of paper and say, okay, if money was no object, I would be doing this. Maybe you're going to retire. Maybe you're going to do nothing. I don't know. But keep going down the page. Things will come in. And as I said before, purpose changes throughout life. So, you know, what you would do at 20 is not necessarily what you do at 40. And this is just kind of a nice review. Are you on purpose? Are you doing the things that are coming from your soul? And this is kind of re-inspiring you to, oh, yeah. And the reason I wanted you to talk about inspiration today was partly about, okay, what inspires you? What is your soul saying you need to do, what your soul can do to inspire you more, okay? So that's why I wanted to talk to you about individually about. So if you're in the chat room and you have questions on that, I don't know if you're in the chat room or not. I can't open two pages at the same time. That'd be kind of cool, but I can't. Not on this one. Next question to ask yourself. What do others like about you? That's an interesting question. Think about it. What do others like best about me? Sometimes we cannot see ourselves as clearly as others do. Trusted friends, family members, or mentors can often help us put on the right path just by letting us know how they see our strengths and talents. So ask trusted friends, people that are positive, people that aren't going to, well, I think you're off focus, right? Yeah, right, that helps a lot. People, that doesn't help much when you get to people saying, I think you're off focus. But this is, like my friend said, write a book. Like a friend of mine said, write a book. And I've been told that like numerous occasions, even one of my friends who's a medium many years ago, you know, was talking to my father who had passed when I was young, and my father says, you need to keep writing. Oops, yeah, so why am I not writing? I don't know. I know why. There's a fear there. I have to deal with it. Okay, my fear, and I'll give you my fear because maybe you got the same fear, maybe this will help you, which kind of is trying to get me to help myself about, is that the fear is that I'll write all this stuff and it won't be accepted. It'll be rejected. That people won't accept it. That you know, I'll put all these pages and pages and pages out there and nobody will accept it. Nobody will read it. Right? And you're kind of like, why did I do all this? But that sense is thinking about the monetary rewards of that. There's a little bit of that monetary kind of concept in there versus writing because I need to do it. It's something that expresses my inner being, expresses part of my soul, and whether people accept it or not has really as much, little to do with it as much as me putting out there what I'm here to do. Okay, so I have to change my thought patterns. And that's the second thought pattern, is really I'm just doing this because it feels good for me to do this. Not worrying about what other people think about it. And that's sometimes difficult, isn't it? Okay. What accomplishes bring the greatest joy? What accomplishes have brought me the greatest joy? Perhaps you do not need to reinvent the wheel when seeking direction, but rather confide it by building upon the things that you have achieved previously. you know, I talk to people about the jobs all the time. And they like what they do, the work they do, but they may not like the environment they're in. So you might ask yourself, what do I really like what I'm doing? Do I really enjoy what I'm doing? I had a friend who drove earth movers, you know, dirt around, right, for building and for construction. He loved what he did. It's like he just loved driving these big, giant machines. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to be the great healer. You don't have to be this. You don't have to be that. What do you like to do? What do you enjoy doing? What kind of turns you on, right? And what have you been good at? What do people compliment you for? You know, I was a very good public speaker, and I got compliments as a public speaker. Now I can turn that into writing, or I can do lectures on what I write. Same thing, right? So I was a very good public speaker, and I got good accommodations for my writing before, in the past. So, what activity makes you a better person? I love this one. What activity makes you a better person? What activity makes you a better person? If you ever had a job that dragged you down and made you angry, bored, and depressed, you know how awful it is to work in such an environment. Your purpose calls you to grow, blossom, and deepen the qualities that you possess. So, what job inspires you, makes you feel better about yourself? I've had a few of those. I mean, what jobs have inspired you and you really enjoyed and you go, oh yeah, I love doing this. You may not be doing it now, but you did it in the past and you go, oh, I'd love to do this again. What is it? And that has to do with your purpose, right? That has to do with your purpose. Okay, let's move on to the next one. The future. The future. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Focused meditation can yield great insight, especially when it comes to discovering your purposeful path. Perhaps where you are now is only a stepping stone to where you will go. Find quiet, go inward, and listen. Now, this is interesting, and I just thought about this in the sense of how I've helped people in the past. You know, I've done past life regressions, but I've also done forward progressions, where the soul sees the person in a few years. And I've done a few of those. And it's very rewarding because most of the time, and I would say almost all the time, when people see themselves in the future, it feels good. It's like something that they want to achieve. Yeah, it's not something really strange or different. You know, they don't suddenly see themselves walking on the moon or, you know, doing surgery, brain surgery somewhere. That's usually an extension of where they are right now. But they see themselves in a very positive place in 5 years, 3 years, 2 years. And the forward progressions in one's life gives you a kind of a goal, gives you a sense of direction. Oh, yeah, that's where I'm supposed to be going. That feels good to go there. So if you want me to help you with that, and I'm more than willing to help you with that because I'm a trained hypnotherapist and past life regression expert. We don't need to go to the past. Let's go to the future a little ways. We don't have to go to the next life. Let's just go a few years from now and see your future would bring. And by going into, let's say, I call it meditation or therapeutic meditation. It's kind of a little borderline on hypnotherapy. But going there, getting into the subconscious mind, tapping into the subconscious, into the soul, then you can see, yeah, that's it. That's it. I can see myself doing that. It inspires you in some way to go, yeah, I can reach that. It's a goal. It's a reachable goal to get to. Love to help you do that. Really would. So I just thought about that, reading this one again. I'm going, that's a good thing to do. Serving others, that's a cool thing, right? How can you be of greatest service to others? That's a really good question. I'll read the article and then I'll comment. When it is truly found, purpose leads us to give to the world around us. In your discernment process, listen as the Holy Spirit guides teachers, however you want to use the word there, shows you where your gifts and talents can help those in need. Find your purpose in love, in motion, in faith, in action. Now, same thing. Okay, let's go to your subconscious mind and a therapeutic meditation. It's a little bit of a plug, isn't it? But it's okay. If you want to contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page, my website, my Facebook page, and you're interested in any of these sessions, where it doesn't have to be an hour, it can be 30 minutes, it doesn't take very long to get there. And this way is what your soul best sees you to do in helping other people. Now, you can do this yourself by writing it, but if you want to go into a session and learn some of this for yourself, from your subconscious, from your soul, I'd love to help you do that. I really would. Okay. I didn't intend to be this as a commercial, but kind of fold it out that way. So I can help you in that way. Let's look into your future a little bit. Let's look into your purpose a little bit. Let's look into how you can serve other people. And by getting you to go to the subconscious mind, getting you to go to your soul, and you coming up with the answers, not some psychic like me being a psychic and telling you, it works a whole lot better. Because if you're saying the words and you're going, aha, wow, that's it, yeah, I get it, it has a greater impact on you than somebody telling you you're going to be doing this in the future, right? You follow me? So I would encourage you to contact me on that. We can make it, you know, we don't have to be in a long, drawn-out session. It can be a very short session, and I'm reasonably priced to do that. Okay, so contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page. I mean, if you're interested in past lives, that's cool, but I love to do that because this kind of inspires you to move forward into your life in a direction where you're going versus, I'm stuck a little bit. Where do I go from here? Let's tap into your subconscious, to your soul level, and figure out where you're going. And again, I'll mention this one more time. You saying the words and you getting it from your subconscious mind, your soul, your higher self, use your word there, means a lot more than somebody psychically telling you that this is your purpose. And you go, yeah, right, sure. Many people have told you these things and you go, yeah, right, sure. Now, I trusted my friend when she said write a book because she knows me really well. Because we have this, oh, I don't know what you would call it, not a soul, deep soul connection, like in the very close soul family thing. That's why I trust this individual a lot, for her to read for me, because we have that deep level of a connection. Okay, so I'm here. I know we've been talking about inspiration and inspiring you, and I just covered a really interesting article on that whole subject. Let me get into another article, and this is really all about inspiring you to seize the day, do a better part of your life. And as I'm talking about my focus and refocusing myself a little bit of writing and presenting this material that I write, and it's channel material, it's receiving material, and I've been doing this for 20 years, but never formally just sitting down and starting the blog and then starting the book. But start, stop. So back to what Tony Robbins I was reading. Just, you know, people who are successful focus on one thing. They don't bounce around. Like, I've been bouncing around a little bit. So I will take the advice to heart and do the writing, and then do videos or share it with you folks on the writing. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. It's all about inspiration. It's all about things that can make you feel better, inspire you to, you know, be happy, really. It's all about happiness. This is through the Today Show, and it's from the Health Desk. And they did a survey. A new survey reveals that there's simple things that can make us really feel fabulous. So let's go through these simple things real quick. And if any of them resonate with you, it's really cool. They asked about 2,000 people and what brought them happiness. And here are 50 feel-good results. And I'm sure these repeated themselves over and over again amongst these people. And so, you know what, and as I do this, and if you're listening, and if you're in the chat room, if any of these resonate with you, or anything triggers in your mind, oh yeah, this is what gets me to feel good, I want you to write it out for me and share it. What makes you feel good? So we'll do these. Oops, wrong one, because I have another one that's kind of related to this. They thought 5 cents to help us feel better. Okay, sleeping in a freshly made bed. Does that feel good? Feeling the sun on your face. And we talked about this the other day, that how the sunlight feeling on your face creates endorphins in your body and helps you feel better. Just the endorphins of the sun. From the sun, when it triggers your skin, it's like, whoa, well, that feels good. People saying thank you, or a random act of kindness from a stranger. little things. But also we could reverse that and say giving something, saying thank you or good morning to somebody and them smiling to you and you smiling back. Okay? How about this one? I think number four is cool. Finding money in unexpected places. You ever put out a pair of whatever or open up a purse and you didn't think there was anything and you find a $20 bill in there or a $10 bill and you go, woohoo, found some money. Finding money, you know, putting a pair of pants on, a pair of jeans on and finding a crumpled up or even change. Even if it's 35 cents, you go, woohoo, 35% richer today, woohoo, right? So finding money in the sofa, right, in the sofa. Or you get a refund from something you had forgot about. Ooh, that's cool, huh? Having time to myself. Just you know, people are really, really, really busy. And just, wow, I don't have to do anything. I just, you know, there's nobody bugging me. There's nothing going on. I can just have a little time, me time. That's what feels good for a lot of people. Laughing so hard it hurts. I love number six. Laughing so hard it hurts. That is probably, I would say, like one of the top of the list things that make you feel good is just laughing. Okay, number seven, these are really cool. Snuggling on a sofa with a loved one. It could be your boyfriend, your husband, a child, best friend. For me, it's even my dog. Snuggling on the sofa with my dog. My cat on my lap. I think they're going to get more of those later, but I just kind of brought to my mind my dog, my cat. But I love to be able to snuggle and cuddle with somebody I love, or something I love, right? Freshly made bread, snow, walking by. I have an article on that I want to get into, Five Smells, and it talks about that. It's really cool. Freshly made bread, and it does affect people on a very deep level. Something, doing something for others, and we just mentioned that a little bit. The clean feeling after a shower, when your favorite song comes on the radio, and you're in the car, you're dancing to your song, and you're singing along. Does that make you feel good? Finding a bargain in the sales. Okay? Listening to the rainfall or thunderstorms when you're inside. Maybe a gentle rainfall. Maybe the thunder and lightning might be a little like, this is one of my favorites. The smell or freshly brewed tea or coffee. The smell. That feels so good. Wake up, you've got the coffee going, you can smell it. The thrill of personal achievement. Yeah, I got it done. It accomplished. Like, for me, it's like, I got my taxes done, and they're sent off. Yay! You know? And a day's despair. And I didn't owe a lot, so that's even better yet, right? Having a long, hot bath. Now, in California, we're not allowed to have long, hot baths, especially, you have to have a little shallow bath. Okay, just kidding. We're running low on water, but yes, having a long, hot bath. You got your rubber ducky, and you got your lavender, and you got your... salt, bath salt, and you got your bubbles going, right? Doesn't that feel good? Just the thought of it. Some people I will never take baths, right? How about just a nice shower too, right? Okay. Seeing a fresh coating of snow, and I haven't seen that in a long time. Freshly cut grass. Don't you love the smell of freshly cut grass? Chocolate melting in your mouth. Now that's a great one. I don't know how many people don't like chocolate, right? I'm just going to check back and forth. I'm on number 20. I got a long way to go on these, but these are really cool. Just think about these things. And any comments you may have about what kind of makes you feel good, if any of these make you feel good, or if you have your own personal ideas on what makes you feel good, like the taste of chocolate melting in your mouth. You know, or you gotta take some really dark chocolate and you melt it. You put a little water in the pan, you melt it, and then you pour it over ice cream, and you get your hot chocolate that you pour over ice cream. If that doesn't feel good, okay, you're not alive. Unless you don't like chocolate. How many people don't like chocolate? Yeah, well, that's okay. You know, or it could be whatever it is. Okay, let's move on. So we're talking about chocolate. Doing something active outside, bike ride, run, country walk, love to walk. Bacon cooking in the morning. Ah, bacon. Bacon. I guess this must be a bunch of guys, right? Bacon. The smell of bacon cooking. How many guys out there? Well, women, too. I mean, I pick on men because we have this thing for bacon, right? Bacon, right? The smell of bacon in the pan. That'll get any guy out of bed in the morning who's into bacon. I think you'll agree with me. Maybe you won't, but... talking to or playing with your pet. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My pet, my dog, my cat. A soothing massage. Oh, yes. That Friday feeling. You know, if people work on the weekends, they all kind of strange schedules, but there's something about special about a Friday afternoon that even though you have to work the next day, it's just something about a Friday afternoon that makes you feel good at the end of the week. Now, these are surveys from the UK, and so for me, I would not connect with some of this, but well, you might. A perfectly cooked steak. Now, I would say that I love to cook, but I like fish. So for me, baking a piece of salmon, when it's cooked perfectly and it's flaky and it's just, you know, it doesn't have that fishy thing to it, a little lemon on it or whatever, it just falls and melts in your mouth. The salmon just melts in your mouth out. Can't even talk or think about it. Okay, so for me, it's salmon. Okay. Waking up before the alarm and realizing there's more time to sleep. That, isn't that a good one? Doing exercises. Important for some people. Rainbows make some people feel really good. These are just ideas that people put out there that make them feel good. And then you have your own. And I want you to comment in the chat room what makes you feel good. If you've been listening to the list, remembering the name of something or someone who thought you had forgotten. Yes, that special person, that person from high school that used to flirt with their date. And you just, what happened to them? We had such a great time, right? Or college, or, you know, a few years ago, right? Making a perfectly baked cake or pie. Now, I don't bake baked cakes or pie, but I've been baking biscuits, and people love my biscuits. So it's making that perfect biscuit for people, right? Mmm. Stepping on crunchy autumn leaves. Don't you like to jump up and down on autumn leaves and hear the crunch? Oh, this next one just cracks me up. It reminds me of a little bit on the obsessive compulsive people are popping bubble wrap. I mean, you know, you could do that. You could do all day. You could pop bubble wrap, right? You ever see this show? There was a TV show called Monk, where he went into a warehouse for a crime, and it was bubble wrap everywhere. They could hardly get him away from the bubble wrap. You know, pop, pop, pop. So, I don't know. Who doesn't like to pop bubble wrap? Maybe that's not one of your things, but it's one of my things. You could go all day just popping bubble wrap, right? Okay. So what about you guys? You got a couple people in the chat room. What makes you feel good? You can write. Come on. Play with me a little bit. We're having fun. This is inspiring stuff that makes you feel better and gets you inspired to do stuff or go on with the day. You know, kind of pops you back up into a better place, right? Okay, swimming in the lake or ocean, right? Swimming. The new car smell. Salespeople, I used to sell cars a long time ago. Yes, the new car smell. Smell that smell, you know? You get that new car smell spray that you put in cars. Yeah, I think there is such a thing, but that's funny. Dancing like no one is watching. Put some music on in the living room and going for it, right? Going for it. That's so much fun, right? Dancing like no one is watching. I love that. The smell of new books and magazines. Yeah, go to a bookstore and there's new books and the smell of them. The smell of fine wine. These are all great. This is a senses thing, isn't it? These open up your senses. I like this next one. It's really cool. Putting your out of office on before going on holiday. So I'm going to be bothered. Cell phones at home. Yeah, leave your cell phone at home, right? Go on vacation. Let me do that. Putting on a brand new pair of socks. I think that's an interesting one that people have on their list. Watching your breath float away in cold air. Getting new stationery. Singing in the shower. Oh, yes. Or in the car. Getting a seat on the bus, train, or subway. That must be crowded wherever they live. Took this survey, right? Picking up an easy peel orange from the fruit bowl. These are just ideas that people have to make them feel good. And I'm trying to get you to inspire yourself to think, oh, what makes me feel good? And this is like 50 of them. They're just very simple. Loosening your jeans after you've eaten. The pop when you open a new jar of jam or a new jar of anything. Squeezing a pimple. Cleaning the wax from your ears. Cleaning the bathroom. The royal family. Now, again, this is from Britain. So, the royal family. And think of anything else that makes you feel good. It just kind of pumps you up a little bit. See? Yes, the dancing. Yes, dancing in the living room like nobody's watching, right? Just put some music on, be crazy, close the blinds if you have to, and just dance away, right? Those are inspiring moments, and those are the things that kind of get you out of that little funk that you're in. You know, put some music on. I have this little thing about, I'm a bit older than most of you probably, but I still like to listen to electronic dance music because the beat gets you up and moving a little bit. You know, I mean, the lyrics kind of, whatever, but it's not about the lyrics. It's about the beat. It's about the music that gets you off your seat. Remember old Michael Jackson songs? Yeah. That gets you up off your seat. You know, and the Jackson 5, some of the songs, some of the dance songs that they did. Do your moonwalk across the living room floor, if you hardwood floor, of course. Just that stuff that's inspiring to you, to get you moving, right? Anything else? Anybody else in the chat room get something? Okay, let me get into the next one. I'm having fun with this today. I know people are kind of, but it is really about inspiring. What gets us to focus on our purpose? Now, if you join me later in the show, talk a little bit about purpose. And I'm going to re-emphasize this whole idea of that if you need some help in finding purpose or directing purpose and where you're going in your life, I do a form of forward progression. It's not a past life, but looking at your life, letting you look at your life in 3 to 5 years and where your soul wants you to go to. And I've done this successfully with people, and it sets like a benchmark for them. This is where I'm going. This is my soul saying, going towards. And it's a therapeutic meditation. Bit of hypnosis, but it's more of a meditation where you tap into your soul, tap into your higher self, and it's showing yourself where I'm going to be in 3 years or where I want to be in 3 years. Now, guarantees, because you got to get there, but it sets that benchmark, that sets that target in your life that, yeah, this is where I want to go. And a good friend we traded, and she was my Reiki master. I did this quite a bit with her because she's performed, she played like 11 instruments, and she could see herself in front of crowds playing, and she got there. Cool. Okay, let me get into this article. This is from care2.com. It's 5 smells that make you kinder, happier, and nicer. Nicer. What a concept. There's a study from the Journal of Social Psychology from the University of Southern Brittany in France, and it's the smell of bread making us kinder. Wanting to teach the notion that smells can influence behavior, the scientists had eight young men and women stand outside either a bakery or a clothing store, says The Independent. This is the article. The participants were instructed to pretend to be searching for something in their bags and then dropped an object, a glove, a handkerchief, while walking in front of a stranger. Okay, what do you think? Okay, so let's go. This is interesting. People stopped to pick up the object 77% of the time in front of a bakery, while 52% of the time outside the clothing store, according to the researchers who observed the proceedings from about 60 feet away. 8 participants is a small number, but the scientists did repeat the experiment 400 times, notes the Daily Mail. Okay? 400 times. They just do it once and say, oh, yeah, okay, this is good. Yeah, right? No, 400 times. Our results show that, in general, spontaneous help is offered more in areas where pleasant smells are, ambient smells are spread. The experiment confirms the role of ambient food odors and altruism. Isn't that an interesting thought? You know, it's the old thing about selling a house where you bake the bread. But baking bread or baking cookies in the oven will help you sell the house because it has that warm, homey feeling to it. Homey feeling to it. So, practical application is what I just said, right? So, they made a joke here. One wonders of possible practical applications of today. Could the answer be to all getting along, dealing with anger management, turning the other cheek to each other, and so forth? Nothing other than world peace be the weight with a waft, the smell of baked bread around, baking bread around us. Okay, that was a complicated sentence. Okay, let's get into some other ones. That was one. Baking bread. Okay, peppermint. Researchers from Wheeling Jesuit University found that the smell of peppermint boosted both mood and motivation in competitive athletes by making them run faster, do more push-ups, and squeeze a hand grip harder. So, get some peppermint. If you're gonna, you've got something, I'm going to run today, and I feel under-motivated. Yeah, smell some peppermint. Get some peppermint oil. Sniff it. You know, put a little stash on it, right? As you're running, smell some peppermint. You keep going a little harder, or you do push-ups or sit-ups, or you're doing your yoga or your other Pilates or whatever you're doing, right? Spice apple. The smell of American spice apple has been found to reduce blood pressure. Ooh. Anybody know what a spice apple is? I was reading that going, what's a spice apple? My friend who loves to dance went dancing. That's cool, right? That's very cool. So keep dancing. Never forget to keep dancing. Let's go back to this. Where we go? Where are we? Five smells. Spice apple. Perhaps a cup of warm apple cider seems so inviting, not to mention the smell of apple pie baking. Ah, that smell of spice apple. I have to look up spice apple. I didn't get a chance to look into it, but what is a spice apple? Okay, anybody know? Next one is lavender. No wonder some refer to this smell as nature's chill-out oil. Lavender scent has been found to help reduce stress and relieve pain. You're doing your taxes, get some lavender smell around you, right? You're in a painful situation, smell lavender. The next one is one of my favorites all time. Coffee. Ooh, the smell of coffee. Or precisely roasted coffee beans. A South Korean study found that this aroma reduces stress in rats. Scientists found that lab rats, who certainly have reason to be stressed, have had lower stress levels after smelling or roasted coffee beans. As a serious coffee drinker, I agree with this, but one has to wonder if not all the smells are created equal for all people. My husband does not drink any coffee and is no fan of the smell. That could be tea. You could drink smell tea and say, whatever smell kind of goes, right? Pick your smell. But research says coffee does it for people. Okay? We're having fun. Let's go to my spirit guides. I'll be on my spirit guides to talk to you tomorrow, not today. Let me get through some of these other articles. I'm having fun with this a little bit. What about you? Are you enjoying this? This is all about inspiring you. You know, these smells will inspire you. The smell of lavender, right? The smell of peppermint will inspire you to do what you need to do for the day. I have to clean the kitchen. Well, I'll get some peppermint. Okay, I can do it. I got it going now. Got it going. Okay, let's do this next one. It's just kind of like the same thing, right? It's 8 surprising and easy memory boosters. And this is also from care2.com. Practice good posture. Now, this is 8 surprising, easy memory boosters, and that's kind of inspiring you to remember more. I'm trying to keep it in the theme, right? Practice good posture. Go thank mom for nagging you to sit up straight. Standing or sitting up straight and tilting your chin up boosts blood and oxygen flow to the brain by up to 40%, making it easy to recall memories. So, if you're trying to remember something, sit up straight, lift your chin up in the air a little bit, and you'll find it. Now, that has a little bit to do with some other processes, but we won't talk about it yet, right? Sometimes when you look up to the left, and depending if you're left-handed or right-handed, and it's that body memory thing, you know, the learning process, somebody visual. If you're a visual person, if you're looking up to the left, you're kind of recalling things and looking for the answer. So, it's putting your chin up in the air and kind of looking, your eyes are going up naturally, you're looking for some answers. I used to do that radically. Somebody asked me a question, I put my head way up, like I'm trying to read the ceiling for something, right? So, that kind of concept. Try a different type, like typing type. Okay, we're talking typeface. Researchers have found that using an unusual font on steady materials can help you remember the context better. Does this mean Comic Sans for your next work presentation? So that was a little confusing. You know, it's just a little confusing, but you know, just changing the type when you're writing will help you to remember it more. But one of my favorites, all-time favorites, which is kind of weird, but it's there. Watch funny cat videos. Learning ability, recall, and visual recognition improved among a group of elderly individuals who watched a funny 30-minute video, one study found. Chalk it up to the stress relief with aging. The damaging effects of stress can impair their ability to learn and sustain memory. Humor and associated mirthful laughter can reduce stress by decreasing stress hormones. Okay? So find something humorous. Cat videos is what they mentioned. There could be videos. It could be kids laughing. You know, videos of little children laughing. That'll get you going. That'll get you reducing stress. Okay, the next one. And this is for older people. Believe it or not, this is for people over 50, over 60. You know, memory. You know, this is a cool one. Go to happy hour. I wish I could drink. I can't drink alcohol, but I mean, not that I want to drink a lot. But like what it says here, over 60 years old, light and moderate alcohol consumption in older adults has been associated with larger volume in the hippocampus and better episodic memory, the ability to recall events. And have a little cocktail. They have a picture of a gin and tonic there. Have a little cocktail. Like for men, it's no more than 2 drinks a day, and for women, it's 1. That's what's recommended. Take regular walks. The hippocampus, the brain's memory center, shrinks as you age. I mean, that doesn't sound good, does it? The research has found that the older adults who go on walks actually can gain volume in this area of the brain. Aha, little walks. As you get older, walk. Walking is really good. You don't have to run. Lift weights. Prefer to hit the gym. One study had participants lift weights while looking for at a series of photos. 2 days later, those whose strength trained remembered about 60%. Those who didn't remembered about 50%. A little bit of hand. And weightlifting is good for other things too. Okay? For men, weight training is really good for boosting testosterone levels, because in weight training, you're actually causing your body to gain more testosterone or produce more testosterone as you get older. You know, because men, even after the age of 35, your testosterone levels start to decrease. Now, you can look this up in research. This is stuff I've read over the years. And that if you lift weights, you're re-energizing that testosterone in your body. So if you get, especially you get over age 50, you have to get out there and go pump some iron, right? Use the machines, lift. I've been lifting about 2 to 3 times a week. Now, that's a long story. We won't get into all that. But I found it invigorating because I've been lifting off and on since I was a kid. I started lifting when I was 15. Not that I'm muscular bound. I'm not Arnold, but I like to do it. It feels good. And it helps with testosterone levels. Maybe it helps my memory a little bit, right? Okay, so we're done. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get back to the article, right? Okay, so we got lifting weights, right? Chew gum. It doesn't get easier than this. Chewing gum has been shown to increase heart rate, blood pressure, and blood flow to the brain, giving you 15 to 20 minute window of improved memory. That's interesting. Chewing gum. You got to take a test. Maybe chewing a gum and taking a test is a good idea. An exam. You can take your DMV test and go, I'm going to go chew some gum before I take my DMV test, right? Yeah, whatever it might be, some kind of test. Could be as simple as that. Maybe that'll help you pass the test next time. Get over the nervousness, right? Use pen and paper as the last one. I think this is kind of interesting. Taking notes in a meeting, bring a notebook, not a laptop. And they said, not a laptop. Writing things down instead of typing is found to help with active listening and retention. And it's an idiomotor response, and we won't get into all the scientific aspects of it, but there is a connection between writing and memory. Not typing in memory, but writing in memory. So you might want to think about that. Take notes. Learn shorthand. Whatever it takes, just take notes. I would think it'd be faster to write if you spell as bad as I do. Okay. It, Then you have to go back later and go, what was that I just wrote? I have no idea what that word was. Okay. So maybe you need to do a little bit of both, right? Especially if you have something that you write that corrects a spell check on it. Okay, we're done with that, right? We got the five spells. We got the eight things that you could do, right? We're having fun. I'm having fun today. Does anybody have any questions or any thoughts? I'm not going to get into Pam's thing. Pam Grout, she wrote this article that I was going to cover, but I thought, man, I don't want to cover it today. So I got about 5 minutes left. So any questions from your soul, about your soul? Anything that you want to know from your soul that will help you to inspire you, that your soul wants you to do, that will inspire you more in your life? We'll do that real quick. So if you want that, I need your real first name and the month and day of your birth, not the year so much, and I'll help you with that if you want. If you want the soul, kind of little brief soul reading, I have about 3 minutes, 4 minutes left in the show. Aha! I guess somebody's interested in something. This is all about inspiration. Don't ask me questions about predictions. You know, like, my boyfriend, is he ever coming back to me? Yeah, I don't want to go there. That's one of the reasons I stopped doing a lot of psychic work. Christine, January 6th. Ooh, yeah. Okay, so there's your soul wants you to know, right? I like your avatar, happy-go-lucky. Are you happy-go-lucky? Really? Or you just want to be happy-go-lucky? I want to be good. If you set that tone or so forth. But what's your soul saying about inspiring you to do? Now, this could be very simple. Don't get all hung up on it's got to be complicated. I'll just hear what I get, and then you can agree with me. I'm sensing, well, yeah, I got a yes to this. I test myself to see if it's a yes answer. I don't know if you've been shut in lately or been not doing as much as you do normally do, because I'm getting your soul wants you to get out more. And there's places that you really need to go to that you've been postponing to go to. That's what I'm getting. So you can tell me I'm crazy, but that's what I'm kind of hearing. And it's like getting out and walking or doing things, or not just riding in a car somewhere, but it's getting out, going places, walking, doing stuff, getting out, and things that you wanted to do for a while but you've been postponing. Because I'm just busy, kind of thing. I really feel that you need to get out to do stuff that you've been postponing. That seems to be the message I hear from your soul. That'll inspire you. You need to inspire yourself. You need to get up and do that. And what I'm hearing too for you is visualize the final result of what that would be. It's like visualize the end result of what you intend to do. Like, this will inspire you. If you see a result of where you're going to go or what you're going to do or whatever this is all about, I don't know what it is, that you need to visualize the result that you want to see so that when you do it, when you go wherever this is going to, you feel good about it. You know, yeah, I'm going to get there and this is going to happen. It's going to be positive. What do you think about that? That's what I get. So just get out, do something that you've been postponing, but visualize the result that you want. Get a big old smile on your face because you know it's going to work out, whatever this is. It could be meeting somebody, it could be doing something. I don't know what it is, but just think about it. No, don't go, that's crazy talk. Don't go there. Just let it happen, okay? So that's what I get. So get out there. Do something you put off for a while, but visualize the end result that you want from doing it. And it'll happen. Boom, done. It's there. You know, if we visualize, and that was kind of like the Abraham quote, is that you visualize the outcome, you'll get what you want. If you stay positive, if you get rid of all that negative stuff that's going on, all that doubt and fear, and get rid of it, and just go, yeah, this is going to happen. I know it's going to happen. It's cool stuff. You can do this. Absolutely, positively, 100%. Well, I'm almost out of time. Got about a minute left, and hopefully that was helpful. I don't know if it was or not, but that's what I get. Sometimes I just pass on what comes to me, and I'm not always sure. Well, most of the time it makes some sense to people, at least some. Yeah, I hope so. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I had fun doing this. This was fun. It was all about inspiring and things to inspire you and ways to inspire you. You're welcome. Cool. I'm glad it meant something to you. Okay, so I will be back. Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, we'll do a Friday show. We'll do something fun tomorrow. I don't know what we'll do. You know, I like to have more fun. I don't want to get into all the serious stuff all the time. You know, serious things. Oh, my life's good. You know, nah, I want to have some fun. I did a lot of serious stuff for years with people, and it's more about, let's have some fun. Let's enjoy life. Let's do some stuff that's inspiring and motivational. You know, that's what life should be about. And get focus on that positive stuff in life. Not so much time on the negative stuff, right? So I will be back tomorrow. I love you guys. I appreciate people in the chat room. Appreciate those who listen. And again, if I can help you in some way, give me a contact. Contact me. Okay, bye.